AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden announces new efforts against rising violent crime, declaring the federal government is taking on the bad actors doing bad things to our communities. The effort includes cracking down on and tracking guns that are sold illegally in the nation's largest cities.
This doesn't affect responsible gun owners or Second Amendment rights. It helps keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them in the first place, from a child who accidentally picks it up to a burglar or a violent criminal trying to steal it and use it.
Biden's plan focuses on providing money to cities that need more police, offering community support, and most of all, cracking down on gun violence and those supplying the illegal firearms. A guilty plea and sentencing in separate cases of people involved in the assault on the U.S. Capitol January 6th.
Graydon Young pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of an official proceeding. He is the first Oath Keeper to plead guilty. Young also agreed to cooperate in the investigation. Authorities say he was seen on camera wearing a helmet and tactical vest, part of the military-style stack, marching through the crowd before entering the Capitol building. Another Oath Keeper, John Ryan Schaefer, also pleaded guilty, but not to conspiracy. Anna Morgan Lloyd from Indiana was the first person sentenced in connection with the riot. 3 years probation. After the riot, Lloyd called January 6th the best day ever. In court, she apologized to the court, her family, and the American people. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There is support on Capitol Hill for a military justice bill that would move the decision to prosecute serious crimes in the military from the chain of command. Jackie Speier is a California House Democrat.
It's essential because it avoids the perception and the reality of a conflict of interest, especially when the victim and the perpetrator report up the same chain of command.
The bill is named after Specialist Vanessa Guillen, who was killed by another soldier at Fort Hood. This is AP News. Pop star Britney Spears wants her life back.
Britney Spears once said the conservatorship likely saved her career, but now she considers it abusive. Spears gave a long, emotional, and sometimes profane speech by phone during a court hearing in Los Angeles. She says the setup is so restrictive that her conservators will not allow her to marry her boyfriend and have a baby. Spears' father played a major role as conservator, but she has pushed to have him removed. The conservatorship was put in place after Spears had public mental health struggles in 2008. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A Nevada man has been arrested and charged with nearly two dozen crimes, accusing him of arson, impersonating a firefighter, and possessing more than $50,000 in uniforms, equipment, and other items stolen from fire agencies. 29-year-old Kevin Critter had a firefighter badge and a firearm when he's arrested. Investigators say he also had a retired fire engine with operating emergency lights and siren. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.